الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. My respected brothers and sisters, very important that we focus on these things that seem very, very basic, but they are all small stones that make our salat stronger. Now, last time we were talking about the mufsidat. Mufsidat are those things that break the salat, that invalidate the salat. If they occur right away, that person has to repeat the prayer. There is no other way of making sajda sahu or compensating for the mistake. You have to go ahead and pray again. So we covered many, many of the points, but we did not finish. So we're going to continue. That's why we gave out the notes last time. If you have them, you can use them, or I'll just read them out, inshallah, one after another. So the basic things about the salat breaking: eating, drinking, turning the chest away from the qibla. Khana, peena, or seena jo hai qibla ki taraf se mur jaye. And we talked about how much it is allowed, 45 degrees on east. And that's also a flexibility given by scholars. But of course, we have so much sources now to find out the exact way and direction of the qibla. We should try our best to be correct. Number three was occurring of hadas. That means somebody breaks their wudu, or ghusl becomes necessary on them, the salat automatically breaks as well. To speak during the prayer, and we talked about that the smallest word can be of two letters. Now, if this person says it in his salat is gone. Giving a response to salam, somebody says assalamu alaikum, we're in the salat, it's very obvious, we cannot give them the response. Shaking hands, and a'mal kaseer. Now, a'mal kaseer are those things that are known as actions in abundance, that you do a lot of things in the salat. Now, how would we know that we are doing too much? The outsider, the person who is the onlooker, he would be able to look at us and say that this person is not in salat. So we're moving both of our hands, we're receiving our phone, or we're looking here and there. So it seems like this person is not in salat. So that means we've crossed the line and we've done too much, and now salat has to be repeated. To groan, to sigh, to make sound when we're getting up and say, ah, or, you know, to any words, right? Any of these type of gestures can go ahead and break the salat. Sometimes these things happen automatically. We're getting up and there's so much pain. We did not intend to make this sound, but it came out without any intention. Then scholars have said that your salat will be okay, and we should not make it a habit to do such things. Somebody has sneezed, we cannot reply in the salat, right? Very simple thing. To say tahleel, tahmeed, subhanallah, inna lillahi. So on different occasions, different things are encouraged. When somebody tells us something in normal time before, out of the salat, if somebody tells us something surprising, we say subhanallah, right? So in the salat, you hear something like that, you cannot do it. So any form of communication like this can also invalidate the salat. To address someone, even if it's a Quranic verse, we cannot use it to address anybody. Rectifying someone that is not the imam of the jamaat. To say something as a luqma to a person who's reciting something and he's not part of the jamaat. So to give that person the luqma, it is also a form of communication because you're contacting someone out of the salat, and that's what invalidates it. Laughing out loud. During the prayer, to laugh out loud. Not only does the salat break, but the wudu also break. And we also talked about this in detail, that it is because of a ta'zir, which is a punishment laid down by scholars, that this person has taken the salat to be so lightly that not only is he smiling, but he's laughing out loud and standing in front of Allah, and he's in the state of speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is laughing. So that's why both wudu and salat, both will be invalid. He has to make the wudu again and pray all over again. Performing many actions, we did that. Fulfilling a rukun with an exposed aura. Now we talked about that for the man, from the navel to the knees, all of that is the satr. So if this part opens up in the salat for the amount of three subhanallahs, then the salat has broken. Now he has to pray all over again. Okay. Now, if he does it intentionally, kisi ne apna satar janbujh ke khol liya, to phir foran hi namaz tut jati. There is no regard for three subhanallahs, right? Since he's done it intentionally, went ahead and broke the salah. Now, that includes this question. Whoever was in here last time, that they said that many times when people go in sujood, the backside, right, the rear area, it opens up from the top. So that all of that in front of the navel side, all of that is considered one limb in terms of Sharia, is one limb. So 1/4 of that, if that area, 1/4 of our satr area is opened up for the amount of 3 subhanAllah, then the salat is gone. You have to pray all over again. So this is why those clothing that are easy for us in the prayer, you'll find scholars recommending that more. Something that can cover us better, something can do ruku and sujood better. Jo namaz ke liye aasani hoti hai, waise kapde alag rakhne chahiye taaki aadmi se aisi galtiyan na ho. Now these things sometimes seem silly, that who would open their aura in salat, who would go ahead and do that? But it happens when we dress very tight for work and then we're running for salat. All of a sudden, 2 rakat we're going to pray. Now we can't go all the way down into ruku or sujood. And when we do it too much, the pants might go below the satr area, right? So all of that happens when we don't give importance to the salat. This whole action of salat, it's a preparation. You need time to prepare yourself. You have to be dressed properly. You should smell nicely. Why? Because I'm going to talk to Allah. So is tarah se agar soch ke aadmi jaye to taiyari ka bhi waqt nikalega. So we shouldn't just look at the iqama time, that okay, Isha is 7:30, I'll be there. It's 2 minutes before and I'll be gone right after that. It's a preparation before that. Okay, let me get there early, let me dress up, let me smell nice. All of that during the salat will have an effect on the mind, on the spirit. Jism, ruh, dono pe namaz ka asar padta hai jab uske liye taiyari ki gayi ho, jab uske liye qurbani di gayi hai. So phir us 2 rakat ki namaz mein zindagi badalne ke taasurat rehte hain. That has the effect to change the life. We talk about sahaba salat and we say in 2 rakat they were getting this and that. So we cannot compare our salat with them. But we try every day, we should try a little bit more time to prepare, more time to come on time, dress properly, all of these things. We can take baby steps, inshallah, in improving ourselves. Okay, standing in line with a woman without a barrier. This is also something which invalidates the salat. We're in salat and we start our salat with a sister, with a woman, a sister. It can be somebody, anyone. It's not allowed for the woman to stand right next to the man. Bagar kisi cheez ke beech mein hail hue hue bilkul saath khade ho jana, isse namaz toot jati hai. This is why it's very important. That's why we have barriers in masajid, or enough space should be given that they are either behind. We see at the time of Rasulullah, this was the routine. There's the imam and there are the senior elders or scholars or those who have sacrificed more for the deen. They're up front, and then the youngsters and the kids, and at the end are the sisters. But if sisters are with the man right next to, and scholars have even said someone who is young, because there is a difference of opinion for elderly women, but they have said that in cases where there is fitna, where a person can fall into a great trial because of this, he can lose his iman, he can have bad thoughts in the salat, he might be thinking about her. So looking at all of this, the salat itself would not have an effect. So scholars have said that if there is no barrier, or some have even said that the amount of an arm's length should be there at least. Now, this doesn't happen usually here and there, but you notice in Haram, many times, not in Medina Haram, but in Makkah Haram, right? This happens many times. We cannot just rush into any place and start praying. Sometimes they're right next to you. Sometimes they're right there and nobody really, you know, take caution about these things. Sometimes when we're coming out of the hotel rooms and we're rushing for the salat, and right when the iqamat happens, every person just starts praying in any place. They throw their janimat and they pray. Now, sometimes they're standing right next to the sister. And they just continue making lines and continuing. So that's why we have to learn these things, that's praying right next to the mahram it breaks. Now, what about if it's somebody's wife, right? So for a wife, the instructions are that she should, even if it's husband and wife and they want to make jamaat, the wife should stand behind the husband. ठीक है मियां बीवी ने जमात बनानी घर में दोनों ही है नमाज के टाइम हो गए तो मर्द आगे होगा औरत पीछे होगी नॉट विद हिम ओके उसके साथ नहीं खड़ी होंगी बल्कि पीछे खड़ी होंगी सो दिस इज समथिंग टू एक्नॉलेज आल्सो द इमाम इफ वी हैव टू लीड प्रेयर एट एनी टाइम आउटसाइड इनसाइड व्हेयरएवर वी आर समटाइम्स वी आर मेड टू बिकम द इमाम सो इमाम हैज टू मेक इंटेंशन फॉर सिस्टर्स टू सो इफ वी आर लीडिंग अ प्रेयर इन अ प्लेस वेयर देयर्स ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स दैट इन आवर तकबीर तहरीमा we should also make niyat for the sister that I'm leading this jamaat for brothers and sisters. The imam has to make the niyat. If he doesn't make niyat of the sisters, they don't become technically part of the jamaat. Same case goes with the brothers for the muqtadis. They have to also make niyat that we are praying behind this imam. Now, it's usually there in the mind. You don't have to verbally say it. But to make our mind focus that this imam ke piche maine niyat bani, we should know. Yes, you were great. Yes, yes. So in places like there, but there's a chance for both to be joining. The niyat should be made collectively that whoever prays behind me, I'm becoming the imam for them. So sisters can also join. They're going to be in their area, but they'll make the niyat. And that niyat will then make them part of the jamaat. So it's all depending on the niyat. So the imam and the muqtadis, or the sister muqtadis, both of them, should have in mind that they are part of the jamaat. They make the niyat also. Okay. Praying with the standing man, to precede the imam. To precede the imam means like the imam is standing here and we go ahead and we stand in front of the imam. Theek hai na? Thoda sa bhi imam se aage nikal jayen to namaz toot jati hai. You notice in Medina Haram as well, they have a line. You notice when they're, the area in the front, you go towards Jannatul Baqi, and there's a line in front that points out, and there's even a sign that says that this is the line of the, up to where the imam stands. So when you're part of the jamaat, you cannot stand in front of that line because you're going ahead of the imam. You can imam se aage nahi bar sakte usi rukh mein. Now what does that mean? In that same direction, you cannot precede the imam. So when we're in the Makkah Haram, Makkatul Mukarrama, the Kaaba is there, and you'll find the imam is from this side, the imam is the most ahead person. But from other areas, there are people up to the Kaaba, all the way up to the Kaaba. So that is allowed. From the same direction, they should not be preceding the imam. In those kind of areas where the imam is, well, that's only applies there because from all angles they can cover the qibla and there is no preceding of the imam in this case. So from that direction, usi jo rukh mein imam se aage nahi bar sakte. That's one thing known as preceding the imam. The other way of preceding the imam, that in the salat, the imam said, Allah Akbar, to go into ruku, and we're going to ruku before him. He hasn't even said it and we're already in ruku. Or he's still in sajda and he hasn't gotten his head up and we already got up before the imam. So there's a very, very important hadith on this matter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that does that person not fear becoming into a donkey? And these are very severe words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may turn his head into a donkey's head because of making this mistake, because of preceding the imam. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ کیا وہ شخص ڈرتا نہیں ہے کہ وہ اپنا سر امام سے پہلے اٹھا رہا ہے تو کہیں اللہ اس کے سر کو گدھے کے سر میں نہ تبدیل کر دیں. اب وہ امام سے doing it before the imam. So scholars have said this can be in the literal meaning as well, that on the day of judgment, some have said on the day of judgment, the mistake, the severity of breaking from the imam is such that a person, he will be raised in this way. Others have said, no, it's to show the severity, that this is something that is breaking the unity, right? Everyone is following the imam. And some have said that the imam stands in front. It gives us the structure that we have the ability to work together, the collectiveness. The jamaat ki ye khubsurti nazar aati hai ke ek ke peeche sare ittiba kar rahe. Ab agar main aage nikalta ja raha hoon ruku mein, sujood mein, to main is cheez ki tohin kar raha hoon. I'm breaking the unity. So that's why Rasulullah has said such severe words about this person's face being turned away. And others have also said that sometimes what happens, the imam might be very elderly, or he might be, you know, just like a lazy imam like myself, right? Going slowly, or he's taking his time, and we're getting up before the imam. We get up. So if it's in the next rukun, so let's say I'm in sujood and I get up, and I'm going up for Qiyam. So before I get up, the Muqtadi got up and he stood up. And now I get up and I join him too. So he got with me in the Rukun. So this will be known as a disliked act, but it will not break the Salat. So right when he precedes, the Salat is not being broken. But if that person goes into the next Rukun without even being with me on that Rukun for even a second, phir namaz tootegi. इसको इस तरह समझ लें कि इमाम अभी खड़ा नहीं हुआ और मुक्तदी पहले खड़ा हो गया और अभी इमाम खड़े नहीं हुआ और ये रुकू में भी चला गया, अब रुकू में गया है और इसने खड़े होने का वक्त इमाम के साथ थोड़ी देर भी नहीं गुजारा, तो अब बिल्कुल ही नमाज इसकी फासिल होगी, ना ही हैज़ टू स्टार्ट ऑल ओवर अगेन। सो इट इज मकरूह टू प्रीसीड द इमाम, बट इफ यू कम्प्लीटली मूव सो फार अहेड ऑफ द इमाम दैट यू आर गोइंग इनटू द नेक्स्ट रुकून एंड यू हैव नॉट स्पेंड एनी टाइम विद द इमाम इन दैट सेम रुकून, देन द सलात विल बी फासिल, उसमें दोबारा पढ़नी पड़ेगी। To read from a text. Now, this is also an ikhtilafi masala. Different imams have different point of views. But Hanafi perspective is that if in front of the musalli there is writing, there is a sign, there is something that is a big statement right in front of the eyes. Now, this person, he might read it. So, by reading it means he has to utter it. Jab wo uska talaffuz kar lega, to phir namaz toot jati hai. This is the Hanafi perspective that you cannot read from in front of you. Now, like I said, there is a difference of opinion in this matter. You know, the other question might come up, what about those who do the Taraweeh with reading from the Quran? Yes, there are Hanbali opinions, there are other opinions, but Hanafi perspective does not give flexibility whatsoever in this matter. So, if there is a sign right in front of me, and I'm standing here, first of all, there shouldn't be any signs. First thing. In any masajid, it's always recommended by scholars that don't put the tasbihat and big sky, signs in front of the musalli, because our tawajjuh, our focus is already very weak, and beautiful signs are going to make us look up, and now we forgot we're in salat and we're focusing on the reading, and once we utter it, that's going to break the salat. So what should be done? One is to avoid this. If we can, we should not have signs up front. It should be on the side. Things that we want to read, like that sign there, these things, they're to read, right? They're being put up and people can look and read them. So the idea shouldn't be up front. Even in Ramadan, the Taraweeh dua should be put on the sides, not up front. So this is why it's very important, because of this ruling. It breaks the salat if it's uttered. When a valid excuse no longer applies. What does that mean? That if a person is in tayammum karke namaz padh rahe aur pani mil gaya, so now that wudu is gone. He has to make wudu properly. The tayammum is going to break. There was a valid excuse for him because pehle pani nahi tha, phir tayammum kar liye to abhi jaiz hai, lekin jab paise pani mil gaya to ab wo uzr khatam ho gaya, to uzr khatam ho gaya to tayammum khatam hua to wudu karna padega. So this is why that any of the valid excuses that can come up, a person is unable to do ruku and sujood. And during the salat, he is able to now. The ability comes back to him, let's just say. So in that case, same thing will apply now. He has to stand and do ruku and sujood. No longer is he allowed to do these things while he's sitting, because the uzar is no longer there. You made masa on the bandage. Somebody has a wound. You don't wash the wound because the water can spoil it. So you put a masa on the bandage. You put a bandage on, make masa over it. Now, during the salat, let's say, during the salat it healed or it dried up. Now it is necessary for this person to wash that area. It's necessary. So his salat will break. He has to go ahead and finish off his wudu properly. And instead of masa, he has to wash that area and then start his salah. So this is part of the mufsidat, because it's breaking the valid excuse that was there, and now he has to go ahead and do it in the regular way. Timing of salat finish. Now all those farais that we talked about, we did them in detail. Now one of them was the salat has to be on time, right? So during the salat, during this person's prayer, the time expires. Us waqt bhi namaz bil khatam ho jati hai. So we should time ourselves properly, that it takes me this much minutes to pray my salat. So I should start in a good amount of time. If I start 1 minute before, the Fajr time ending, Zohar time ending, any of those. So what happens? Then you're done. You have to make the niyat later on again for qaza, because you lost the faraz is no longer there. So you have to pray all over again. So these are some of the basic things about the mufsidat. I can continue. Anyone need to know anything about this? Clarification? So, is it because doctors have said that he cannot use water? So somebody has to, from the relatives, has to take water and help him do the wudu. Okay? So he, even if he can't get out of bed, somebody else will come and they can even use a very wet towel that can hold on to water. Pani ke andar tauliya ko achhi tarah garam karke ke pani bhi nikal raha ho usme se. To wo char jagahon ko dhula de bas. Right? There's only four farz. So for a person who's good, it's makruh for him to take assistance. But when a person is disabled, he is allowed to take assistance. Now, if doctors say ke pani lagayenge to ye kharab hoga, wo kharab, then phir wo tayammum mein baat aayegi. To ye baat nahi hai. So if he has ability to use the water but he cannot move, somebody that can move should assist. Ji. Yeah. Yeah, the limb, which limb was exposed. So in terms of Sharia, it's this, the leg and the thigh is considered as one limb. Okay, so if 1/4 or more of this has been exposed, you can ek chautai ya isse zyada khul gaya aur teen subhanallah tak khula raha to phir namaz meri tood gayi, right? So that's what I'm saying. So this is one limb, and the navel area up to the pubic region and around horizontally, that's one limb. So if 1/4 of that one limb has been exposed for that long, you're gone. And this is unintentionally. If intentionally he's opening, then right away the salat will break. Okay? So if we do approach somebody that has this issue that they don't wear their pants properly, we have to be very smart of how we explain it to them. It's not right to just get up to somebody and say your salat didn't happen, because it hurts, right? People take time out, they make wudu, cold weather, they're coming, and then we went up to them and said, aapki to hui nahi namaz. Aap itne saalon se padh rahe hain, aapki namaz hi nahi hui. So now this person is not going to use a cool mind to understand. He's going to find a way that that can work around the system. He'll find somebody to tell him that it's okay. That's what happens, that when people feel that it's very, very difficult, salat and deen, then they look for other scholars, other so-called imams, and they say, and tell us something that will be easy for us. So they look for other ways because he cannot do that much. Faza or over again. So very, very important way of approaching others. If we are good, then how do we talk to others? With hikmat, we have to explain to them that, brother, let's go over the salat. How do we, what is the satr? I'm learning, you're learning too. Let's go over the some of the pointers. So in these cases, we have to be very smart, because majority is in the wrong. We're living at a time that majority is doing wrong. And it could be a makruh act, it can be something that invalidates the salat, whether it's disliked or a mufsidat from the salat. In either case, we have to approach people with love and humility. At the time of Rasulullah, there was a stricter approach sometimes, because there was a lot more expected of them. You have Rasulullah in front of you praying and you're still doing this. You have Rasulullah telling you not to do this. There's a big, big gap. That effort has not been done on the ummah nowadays. So they're just praying the way they saw their father praying. And that's it. And when somebody points out, it's like, I'm not going to that masjid. They're always on my case. They're always telling me how to pray. Or we have to be smart on these kids.
Yeah.
Okay,
sir. This is the line for the imam, right? Yeah. This is for area. So they should
be
after this line.
Yeah. Yes. Same, if they're in the same direction. So obviously here too. So on that side, the sister should not be praying up against the wall. Okay, and I'm going to, maybe I haven't said this for a long time. Dubara says, yeah, wahan par koi tape laga denge. Okay, yeah, imam's position. So, isse agar hamari behne sun rahi hain, to imam ki jo saf hai, uski saf se aage nahi ja sakte, warna namaz toot jati. So, if we want to be part of the jamaat, we have to be behind the imam. Only in the hadith. Yeah, this changes again. So it will be safer to go with the one behind and